The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing result at SAP Center at San Jose. Game number 77 out of 82. The Sharks were hoping for a big one tonight as this was their game in hand, but in front of a national television audience and a crowd of 15,683 fans at the Shark Tank, the final score is the Edmonton Oilers 5 and the San Jose Sharks 2. Here's how it happened tonight. It began well for San Jose. The Sharks got on the power play when Edmonton put too many men on the ice at 3 minutes and 38 seconds, and it didn't take all that long for Macklin Celebrini to step forward. Orloff back to Celebrini, walking into the circle again. Rink wide, off the right boards, there's Will Smith. He throws it back to Orloff, middle of the ice, sends it back down, and Celebrini shoots and scores! Macklin Celebrini from Orloff and Will Smith, and the Sharks score in the power play at 4:27 of the first period for Celebrini of the Sharks. That is goal number 42 on the year and point number 108 in a remarkable campaign. Just a nice goal by Macklin Celebrini. It looked like all was going to be well for the Sharks, both on the power play and overall. But the problem is that Edmonton would come roaring back, and a man named Connor McDavid decided to say, you know what, I think I'm going to take over this game. And he would do that at the 6:18 mark of the first period when Edmonton went on the power play. Bouchard and McDavid that play catch with it on the point. McDavid on the left side now. Stick handles into the corner, throws it toward the front of the net, deflected, score! Traffic in front for the Oilers. Both Podkolzin and Roslovic were there, but Connor McDavid made the play. And it doesn't matter whether he's on the left side of the ice or the right, he is dynamic. And the puck deflected in at 6:18 of the period. And Edmonton scores on the power play to tie it 1-1. That was just such a great goal by McDavid. He ended up getting credit for it, and the reason why was because when the puck deflected, Nedeljkovic got a little piece of it, and it fell right by the goal line, and he got a stick around Vinny Deharnais and just poked at it across the goal line to make sure it went in.
Yeah, he circled the wagons to start the play and tried to feed it into the slot, looking for Roslovic on the back door, and the puck just kind of laid there, and he reached around, as you mentioned, with one hand on a stick, was able to poke it in.
And so McDavid gets his 45th goal of a season. That a power play goal at 6:18 of the first period to tie the game 1-1. Evan Bouchard and Vasily Podkolzin got the assists for the Edmontonians. 1-1 the score at that point. And the Edmonton team would continue to hold off the Sharks in the early going when San Jose wanted to build on that 1-1 game and try to get a man advantage goal of their own again. But at 13:43, when Matt Savoy took a hooking call, the Edmonton penalty killers came up big, and then Vinny Deharnais got a delay of game over glass penalty at 17:18 that proved to be very unfortunate because Vasily Podkolzin would get the goal that would make it a 2-1 game in favor of Edmonton, his 19th of the season. That was assisted by Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Connor McDavid. And so it was the end of the first period. It was McDavid 2, the Sharks 1 in terms of points. And the Connor McDavid show would continue for the rest of the day. Jack Roslovic would make it a 3-1 lead for Edmonton at 3 minutes 34 seconds with his 21st goal of a season, assisted, of course, by Connor McDavid. That made the score 3-1 Oilers, and that also a power play goal. So Edmonton 3-for-3 on the man advantage after going 2 for their previous 20 over 9 games. Big return to the top spot for the Edmontonians in that department. You knew it was only a matter of time, and this time Roslovic and his third power play goal for his team overnight made it a 3-1 game. But then the Sharks would start to come back. Kiefer Sherwood, always grinding it out, would get the puck in front of the net and knock it in at 4:37. Held in by Klingberg. Former Oiler goes to Eklund, pokes to Wennberg, right wing side. He's skating with some speed, fakes the drop, now throws to the net, score! William Eklund and Kiefer Sherwood were in front of a net, providing a little bit of traffic. And Alex Wennberg, sensing that, threw a wrister toward the goal that snuck through. And that makes it a 3-2 game. And that's the first even-strength goal of the contest. That was at 4:37 of the second period. Kiefer Sherwood tipped that Wennberg attempt and got his 23rd of the season. Wennberg extended his point scoring streak to 8 consecutive games with the assist. William Eklund also assisting. He has points in 4 straight. It made the score 3-2. Unfortunately, though, that would be as close as the Sharks would get tonight. And the reason why? The same reason why Edmonton already had 3 goals. That's Connor McDavid. He would score at 5:53, a minute and change after Sherwood's goal, and that deflated everybody. Neutral zone play. Here's McDavid with speed. Down the right. Makes the move on Letty. Cuts it in front. Shoots. Score! A spectacular goal. Individual effort by Connor McDavid to make it 4-2 Edmonton. That is his 46th goal of the season. His second goal of the night and his 4th point of the game. And we haven't even played half the contest yet. That's right. 5:53 of the second period. McDavid already had 4 points. His second goal of the night. 46th of the season. Evan Bouchard and Matthias Ekholm assisted. And that was just a remarkable show of his abilities in so many different ways.
Yeah, he's just a special player. And I think that anytime you give him time and space, and you could tell he was looking to, you know, use his speed and the crossovers, and you just got to be terrifying if you're a defenseman standing there watching him, you know, recoil in the neutral zone.
At that point, McDavid had 2 goals and 2 assists. He had his 70th career multi-goal game, tying Mark Messier for the 5th most in Edmonton Oilers history. So there you go. A couple of good names right there. But it would get even better for McDavid as he would complete the hat trick at 14:13 with his 47th goal of the season and 5th point of the night to cap the victory for the Oilers. Looks like Chernyshov got knocked off the puck. Could be a chance. Roslovic, a drop for McDavid, moving in front. It's deflected off the D, and it's in. That went off of Orlov right in front of the net, and it sneaks through the wickets. And guess who's going to get credit for it? That's right, number 97, Connor McDavid, his 5th point of the night. It'll be 5-2 Edmonton. Well, Connor McDavid will not celebrate his 30th birthday until January of next year. He completes the hat trick there in his 5th point of the night with his 47th goal of the season, assisted by Jack Roslovic. The reason why I mention his birthday, he now has 1,215 career points, including 5 tonight. He surpasses Mario Lemieux for the 2nd most career points in NHL history before the age of 30. The only guy ahead of him is Wayne Gretzky. So there's another little note for Connor McDavid.
Pretty good.
If you're Macklin Celebrini and you're on the ice for all of this, obviously you're taking some notes. Macklin had a goal tonight and did a lot of good things, but boy, Connor McDavid came to play tonight and he showed why he's the best in the world.
Well, I can assure you that Macklin is not thinking of that right now. He's just frustrated that he wasn't able to propel his team into a victory. So I don't think you have context until you kind of He may not be able to do that till the summer, if I'm being honest. Because, you know what, he's having a special year himself, but certainly doesn't want to give an inch to anybody, McDavid.
He will not do that whatsoever. Final score, the Oilers 5 and the Sharks 2. Edmonton moves into sole possession of first place in the Pacific Division. They have 40 wins, 29 losses, and 10 OTs for 90 points, while the Sharks fall back to 37-33-7. 81 points on the year, still in the conversation, but only 5 games left.
Yep. There's an opportunity. I think it's still a great part of their learning process is making a push, finding a way to get themselves some victories here down the stretch to make to get into the playoffs.
That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.